Hey, Felix.
Hello, Tess.
Tell me about what we are hearing right now.
What you're hearing right now is the theme for 2SER's hottest new show, Death of the Reader.
Death of the Reader?
Yes. Some you know, English and literature students out there are going, that's not how you name that theory. But no, in fact, it is a dumb joke.
I love a dumb joke. So this is for your new show.
Yes, we are Death of the Reader. Myself and my co-host Ben, who is here merely in spirit today, will be going through some classic murder mysteries on a world tour of everything crime fiction.
Crime fiction. Okay, why crime fiction?
Because it's superior to true crime.
I feel like a lot of people are very upset at that claim, but I can roll with that.
Well, Tess, trying to dissuade us from the fact that you are one of the people upset by that claim is not working. But no, basically, we took a deep dive into this one fantastic modern murder mystery that was a big throwback to the classic days of the golden age of detective fiction in, you know, the early 20th century. And we thought to ourselves, we should have a look at this. And we started down that path and just got absolutely engrossed by it. The one thing with true crime is that there's always this question of, like, is this actually going anywhere? It is real. There's kind of that, you know, gratification of the visceral, realistic nature of it. But with detective fiction, there's that element of fair play. The fact that you know it's going somewhere, there's a puzzle for you to solve. The one thing that really fascinates me in particular about it is that if you approach it like a game, then you can read it through the first time, try solve it, and go back and see where all the clues were. And it's like you got two books for the price of one. It's fantastic.
And also, no one actually died in the making of crime fiction.
Some inspired by real life, but for the most part, yeah. And I think that there's a great charm to that.
And so tell me about the show itself. Is it a book a week?
So we're doing a book over about 3 weeks. You know, typically with detective fiction, you have like the introduction, you've got the big, oh, can we find the culprit in time? And then you have the unpacking of how it all actually went down as the detective's like, and this is how I have solved your crime. So we're kind of splitting it up into three episodes based on that structure.
Okay.
And I think it should be a good bit of fun. You know, it means that people can jump in and out if they don't necessarily want to follow the story, that we kind of can break it down piece by piece. If people want to read along with us, they have a little bit of time to solve it themselves, which would be fantastic if you're into that.
And I imagine that all the third installments are probably just going to be you yelling in that voice.
I can neither confirm nor deny. But let's just say that I did have to turn down a few volume dials when we recorded the first run through.
I am not at all surprised. So what's the first book?
So we're covering The Three Taps by Ronald Knox. And you might think to yourself, who is this Ronald Knox? He's one of these people through history who you've probably heard something that he's influenced but not known that it was his influence. Like War of the Worlds, for example. He did a radio show a few months or years before War of the Worlds, which was essentially the same kind of stunt that convinced people that the apocalypse was actually coming.
Oh.
And Orson Welles, who wrote War of the Worlds, was vastly inspired by that. He was also great friends with the British Prime Minister. He was a higher up in the Catholic Church in England at the time. So he's had a lot of influence, even if you haven't really heard his name. And that was kind of really fun to unpack as we did a bit of research on him. The other thing I discovered, he's just a really good author.
Oh, good. That helps too.
I don't know if you're familiar with A Series of Unfortunate Events by Lemony Snicket.
I am,
but
yes.
The Three Taps kind of reads a bit like that, and it feels strangely modern.
Ooh.
And I was really blown away in particular by his presentation of some like more modern themes and character archetypes, which it like I felt like I was reading a present novel rather than something from like the 1930s, which was really cool.
And that's a pretty significant jump as well for it to be feeling modern. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. It's a little bit absurdist, it's a little bit fun, it's still got a really well put together puzzle, and we also have this little thing that Knox cooked up himself. Which is a set of rules we'll be using throughout the series to kind of unpack the murder mysteries. So you should definitely catch those first few episodes so you know what's happening.
All right, and tell me where we can catch those first few episodes.
We will be on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. here on 2SER, also up on the podcast, iTunes, all that sort of fun stuff. But Crime fiction waits for no man.
That it does not.
Get that book, give it a good read, and we'll see you Sunday night.
Thanks, Felix.